Back here in Buies Creek, North Carolina, Bowling Green falls to Abilene Christian 88-83 to wrap up their stay here at the Creek Classic. Falcons had a chance to go to 3-0 in this event. Ultimately, were unable to keep a lead that they worked hard to get in the second half after trailing by double digits for a little while in this ball game. Head coach Michael Huger joins us here courtside to reflect on this game and this weekend here in North Carolina. And coach, today your team went about it a little differently than you had earlier in this tournament, where you had built leads only to see them get away and then close out strong. This time you had to come back and get the lead before ultimately falling. Now let's talk about, you know, what led to being down and what got you back in the game, first of all.
Energy and effort. We didn't have it to start the game. You know, as a team, playing three games in 3 days, you got to be tough mentally. And I thought mentally we were out of it. It's not the physical part. It's the mental part of the game that we have to work on. At the end of the day, we're still a young team, and we're learning how to play through a little bit of adversity. And, you know, the MAC tournament is the same way. It's going to be three games in 3 days, so we got to be able to, you know, get to that championship game and be able to suck it up and win a game. So I thought that was the difference. We actually found some energy with our bench players in the second half that was able to give us that run, that push that we needed, and kind of energize the other guys. And that was the difference. We just came up short at the end, missed some things at the end, missed some shots at the end, couldn't get the stops that we needed at the end, and they did a great job of executing down the stretch.
And a 2-3 zone was part of your comeback. To my recollection, the first you've played it this year. Talk about why you went to it and how well it worked.
I went to the 2-3. It's something that we always had in our package, but we didn't need it at the time. I thought with the energy that we were putting forth, we needed a change of pace. And, you know, I got it from Upstate. Upstate beat them with a zone the whole night, the previous night, and said, okay, let's use our zone a little bit. This would be a good opportunity. And we did a good job of covering certain areas of the zone. And then, you know, that energy went, and you know, they were able to get easy buckets after a while. And we had to go back man, and then we started to mix it up and kept them off balance. And it worked. It worked to perfection. So we just came up short on the offensive end. We gave up 88 points, which is way too many points. And, you know, we scored 83, so we can score enough points. Now we have to do a much better job of defending.
And we may look back on this weekend in the long term later on. Roderick Caldwell seemed to, I don't want to say turn a corner, but offensively and shooting, he played about as well as you can for three straight days. I mean, today, the guy is 6 of 9 from three, and a few of those were tough, contested shots. He emerged as a scorer in this tournament, didn't he?
Oh, he had a great tournament. It's kind of like his coming out party. And, you know, I want that to continue when we go back home. You know, I just don't want that to be something that we did down here and he leaves it here. So I want him to bring that with him back up to BG. And, you know, we got some games. We got San Jose coming up. So we got still a quick turnaround. Only 2 days to prepare for those guys as well. And, you know, hopefully we can rest up and get that time off to really use that energy to focus on San Jose State when we come up. But Roderick's been phenomenal, and, you know, at the end, you know, he just came up short. We just came up short.
Didn't have a lot of success inside today, especially early. DiMaggio picked up a couple of early fouls, sat most of the first half. Then early in the second half, he came through with a couple of buckets. But I think overall inside production in this game wasn't what you had wanted or needed.
No, we wanted more production from the inside. Everything starts with DiMaggio. So, you know, we go as he goes. So, you know, you try to keep him energized and ready to go. And, you know, it's just one of those things. One of those things, the mental part of the game was tough for him tonight. And we got to be able to make that adjustment going forward.
Justin Turner played in all three games and played heavy minutes for you after the foot injury. It caused him to miss a game. But and it looks like he's still trying to rediscover his shot. It was a little off here.
His ankle is still bothering him. He's not shooting a higher percentage right now. Still tweaking it, but he wants to play through it. We need him. We need him. He's still probably our best defender, and he does a great job helping and communicating with the other guys. You know, his shot will fall as his ankle heals some and get a little better. I think he'll start to play better.
And, Coach, when you look at the defense today, you talked about giving up 88 points. Other than that mental edge, that focus, was there a certain aspect of the defense that kind of didn't get the job done today?
I think just with that lack of focus and energy, that's what caused the defense to give in. You know, we've been doing a lot of transition off of our defense, but we weren't able to get the stops and out in transition because they scored pretty much every time down. You know, that's just it. We weren't just locked in defensively like I would have liked. Like I said, when your mind tells your body you're tired, it's over. And that's where we were today. You know, our minds told our body we were tired and we just couldn't gear up enough energy to win the game.
Coach, with that said, certainly some good things here this weekend. You won 2 out of 3 games with not much time to reflect, but I'll ask for a little reflection on the 3 days that just happened.
Well, we had a really good 3 days out here. We're able to beat Upstate in the first game. We went against a zone that we'll see later on against Eastern Michigan. Very good game. We built a big lead and was let them come back in, and that was the difference in that game. We were able to finish it up strong, and same with Campbell. We were able to build a big lead, and we let those guys back in the game. So, you know, we got to focus on finishing up a game better. So that was the one thing I took away from here, and, you know, learning that we have to have more energy in that third game and be ready to play and go all out. You know, there's no tomorrow after that. So, you know, that's the thing we had to work on, and I thought overall it was a successful tournament for us.
Coach, as always, we appreciate your time here post-game. We'll see you on the bus.
Thank you.
BGSU.